on our agenda is prayer. I'm going to ask Mr. Big Horse, if you'd be so kind to give us an afternoon Holy Thursday prayer.
Mr. Chair. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this afternoon, dear God, Heavenly Father. It's been a long day, dear God, Heavenly Father, and we just ask that you you appear in our midst, dear God, Heavenly Father, and be with each and every one of us, dear God, Heavenly Father, as we continue the business of the people. Dear God, Heavenly Father, again, we ask that you look down upon those that are affected by this this virus, dear God, Heavenly Father, and we ask for healings and we ask for vaccinations, dear God, Heavenly Father, those things that will help cure us, dear God, Heavenly Father. And I just ask that you be with all of our elders, all of our children, and all of our Wajaji people, and all peoples, dear God, Heavenly Father, around the world. Just bless those that are in need of shelter and food and the just basic necessities. I ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Moving right along is to our minutes, the approval of our minutes.
Excuse me. This is Angela Pratt, and I just wanted to say I'm on. I tried to call a few minutes ago, and it kept hanging up on me, so I'm on now.
Hey, thank you, Congresswoman Pratt, and so acknowledge that you are present and a part of our quorum. Thank you. Approval of our minutes. That's number four on our agenda. Giving you a few minutes to look at the minutes. If there's any additions or corrections or deletions, please let us know.
Mr. Chair, this is Brandy.
Yes, Ms. Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I motion to approve April 2nd minutes as presented.
And do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Congress Speaker Tillman. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
The minutes are approved. Moving on to item number five, but before we begin, I'd like to just acknowledge for the members here of the committee, you know, we had to skip one day, which was the 7th, and we will pick up on that day and that agenda a little later, pending our new scheduling, which has not yet been posted. So today we are considering ONCA 20-28, ONCA 20-29, and ONCA 20-16. I will let you know that Congresswoman Lemon has asked me to consider postponing. I would entertain a motion to table and put on the next agenda, our next meeting, ONCA 2028 and ONCA 2029, as she is still anticipating some input from outside sources to support her legislation. So with that said, I would entertain a motion to postpone any kind of discussion today on the ONCA 2028 and 2029.
So moved. This is Brandy.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lemon.
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Okay. Motion is approved. We will move. I will move ONCA 2028 and 2029 to the next agenda. which will be added to the agenda already posted, and I will see that that is submitted to the clerk once I get the new date, and I'll let everybody know, as well as I'll let Benny know, to see if he's able to call in at that time. Right now, we're into our ONCA 20-16, and that is Congresswoman Edwards' bill. This was tabled to this day, April 9th. So, Congresswoman Edwards, you got the day here. It's all yours.
Thank you. So this, again, is the bill for fiscal year 2021 for the over 65 portion of the Osage Nation Member Health Benefit Fund. The amount is $4.5 million. The documentation that has been provided to the membership is supports that number. There are, as of right now, there are 989 over 65 Osage elders enrolled in the Medigap program, the benefit. And I have given you the details on how much money is spent. You've got the information from United American on the premiums that I'm happy to report are billed and paid in January, February, so that when you take into account what's going on currently, the elders that have that benefit can rest assured that those premiums have already been paid for the year. And then new elders that join, I've sent you the information that that's about $60,000 in addition to new members that join. And the important part of this going forward, there's a companion bill, but the Silver and Fit program that can be offered through this benefit is a program that you have the support documentation for, which would allow any elder who enrolls to join any one of a number of gyms throughout the country, and the cost to the nation would be $3.50 an elder a month. So, you know, you're looking at $42 a year, and that I think that would be a huge and another good program that we could provide our elders, that those that live within the reservation area, they can still utilize the health facilities that we have provided. But those that live off reservation can then tap into these facilities in their county of residence. So all being said, I asked Jordan, our budget analyst, to help us, but he's been sick. Maybe you know that he's not feeling well the last few days, so he hasn't been able to produce this. I think once it gets on the floor, if he's unable to do it, then I'll make sure that there's a fiscal analysis for it one way or the other. But you have all the documentation at this point that supports that number, and so I would ask that the committee move this forward.
Thank you, members of the committee. Time to for Q&A. Do you have any questions of Congresswoman Edwards regarding ONCA 20-16? Today is the time to ask, or if you need clarification, please ask.
Mr. Chairman, this is Brandy. May I ask?
Yes, Ms. Libman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this point, I realize that Shannon has provided information for us, and within certain times, and the projected revenue not even being set, and we don't even know for sure what our projected revenue is going to be. At this point, I feel like that it would be prudent to table this, not postpone it, table this piece of legislation due to the fact that of our uncertain times that we have, that we're going through right now. And so I move to table ONCA 2015 to the call of the chair.
Chair, this is the clerk.
Do I have a motion? Do I hear a second?
Second.
And Chair, I have a second. Discussion to the motion.
Chair, this is the clerk.
Yes, Madam Clerk.
If you're wanting to table this, that means it comes back up in this meeting. If you want to postpone it, that means it is putting it off to another meeting. So I think the correct motion that Congresswoman Lemon would like to make is to postpone it to the call of the chair.
May I withdraw my motion and restate?
Without objection.
Thank you very much. I withdraw and restate. I would like to postpone this legislation. May I ask a point of order of the clerk?
Yes.
Madam Clerk, so until we get more information on where we're going to be financially, I'm trying to, instead of it continuing to come up on an agenda until we get some more information that we definitely need. And but I mean, is it just best to just do it to the call of the chair? Best to do it, you know, a motion in that sense, not to. I'm just trying to prevent it just every single time being postponed. You see what I'm saying? Every time we have a meeting, because if it's on the next meeting. But if that's the best process, then of course that's what we want to do.
It's completely.
Madam Clerk, would you like to respond?
Sure. It's completely up to you. You can postpone it to a time certain where you pick a date that you would like it to come back up. But because we're not positive when the numbers or the documentation that you believe needs to be submitted or in place is going to be submitted, then the most common and most likely way to postpone it would be to the call of the chair.
Okay, I thank you so very much. So I don't have a perfect date for the time certain because it is a fluid date depending on the projected revenue. So I appreciate the time and the information, and I would like to make the motion then, Mr. Chair, to postpone ONCA 20-16 to the call of the chair.
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion to the motion.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So I'm not necessarily opposed to this, but I just want to make sure I understand that the intent is to hold all bills that have appropriations in them in a holding pattern until we get the a revenue resolution resolved.
That is a question posed to.
May I respond, Mr. Chair? This is Brandy.
Yes, Brandy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Congresswoman Edwards, I hadn't thought about every piece of legislation at this point and postponing it to the call of the chair. I just feel like it's prudent, and it would be a little bit irresponsible of us to assume that we're going to have that much fundage to be able to allow funding, to be able to allow that appropriation to leave the committee. And so I just felt that at this date and time that it would be prudent to do something in this manner than to go ahead and approve something that we have no idea about the amount of money that we're going to have. Now, as far as all appropriations, some appropriations aren't from projected revenue. And an example would be of ONCA 2026, I believe, and 2027. I might have my numbers a little bit off. Those are revolving funds, or one's a retained revenue, of course, and I'm the sponsor of those. And the other one is the cap asset line item of, or line of the congressional building. So I would say no on those, on certain things like that. But for anything that has projected revenue, I would be much more comfortable with waiting until we get further down the road and seeing where we are imagination, financially. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? I'd like to leave this germane to ONCA 20-16. Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes and ONCA 20-16 is tabled to the call of the chair. That concludes our agenda for today. Again, I will let the committee know as soon as our next meeting is scheduled, and we will take care of the rest of the agenda assigned to Social Services Committee.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
And on this Holy Thursday, those in favor of the motion signify by saying amen.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you.